They headed for the homestead, Chuck yapping the whole time. Thomas wasn't complaining. It was the closest thing to normal in his life.
Newt found you last night and told everyone to let you sleep. And he told us what the council decided about you. One day in the cell, then you'll enter the runner training program.
Some shanks grumbled, some cheered. Most acted like they couldn't care less. As for me, I think it's pretty awesome.
Chuck paused to take a breath, then kept going.
That first night, when you were bragging about being a runner and all that clunk?
Shuck it, I was laughing inside so hard. I kept telling myself, this sucker's in for a rude awakening.
Well, you proved me wrong, huh?
But Thomas didn't feel like talking about it. I just did what anyone else would have done. It's not my fault Minho and Newt want me to be a runner.
Yeah, right. Quit being modest.
Being a runner was the last thing on Thomas's mind. What he couldn't stop thinking about was Teresa, the voice in his head, what she'd said.
I guess I'm a little excited.
Thomas forced a grin, though he cringed at the thought of hanging out in the slammer by himself all day before he got to start.
We'll see how you feel after running your guts out. Anyway, as long as you know old Chucky is proud of you.
Thomas smiled at his friend's enthusiasm.
If only you were my mom, Thomas murmured. Life would be a peach.
My mom, he thought. The world seemed to darken for a moment. He couldn't even remember his own mother. He pushed the thought away before it consumed him. They made it to the kitchen and grabbed a quick breakfast, taking two empty seats at the big table inside. Every glader going in and out the door gave Thomas a stare. A few came up and offered congratulations. Other than a sprinkling of dirty looks here and there, most people seemed to be on his side. Then he remembered Gally.
Hey, Chuck, he asked after taking a bite of eggs, trying to sound casual. Did they ever find Gally?
No, I was going to tell you. Someone said they saw him run out into the maze after he left the gathering. Hasn't been seen since.
Thomas dropped his fork, not knowing what he'd expected or hoped for. Either way, the news stunned him.
What?
You serious?
He went into the maze?
Yeah.
Everyone knows he went nuts. Some shank even accused you of killing him when you ran out there yesterday.
I can't believe...
Thomas stared at his plate, trying to understand why Gally would do that.
Don't worry about it, dude. No one liked him except for his few shuck cronies. They're the ones accusing you of stuff.
Thomas couldn't believe how casually Chuck spoke about it.
You know, the guy is probably dead.
You're talking about him like he went on vacation.
A contemplative look came over Chuck.
I don't think he's dead.
Huh?
Then where is he?
Aren't Minho and I the only ones who've survived a night out there?
That's what I'm saying. I think his buddies are hiding him inside the glade somewhere.
Gally was an idiot. But he couldn't possibly be stupid enough to stay out in the maze all night, like you.
Thomas shook his head.
Maybe that's exactly why he stayed out there. Wanted to prove he could do anything I can do.
The guy hates me.
A pause. Hated me.
Well, whatever.
Chuck shrugged as if they were arguing over what to have for breakfast.
If he's dead, you guys will probably find him eventually. If not, he'll get hungry and show up to eat. I don't care.
Thomas picked up his plate and took it to the counter.
All I want is one normal day, one day to relax.
Then your bloody wish is granted, said a voice from the kitchen door behind him.
Thomas turned to see Newt there, smiling. That grin sent a wave of reassurance through Thomas, as if he were finding out the world was okay again.
Come on, you buggin' jailbird, Newt said. You can take it easy while you're hanging in the slammer. Let's go. Chucky'll bring you some lunch at noon.
Thomas nodded and headed out the door, Newt leading the way. Suddenly, a day in prison sounded excellent. A day to just sit and relax. Though something told him there was a better chance of Gally bringing him flowers than of passing a day in the glade with nothing strange happening.